We humbly beseech you that by the grace of your mercy, you may command the name of your servant Bob to be inscribed in the book of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings from Sacred Scripture.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The just man, though he died early, shall be at rest. For the age that is honorable comes not with the passing of time, nor can it be measured in terms of years. Rather, understanding is the hoary crown for men, and an unsullied life, the attainment of old age. He who pleased God was loved. He who lived among sinners was transported. Snatched away, lest wickedness pervert his mind, or deceit beguile his soul. For the witchery of planetary things obscures what is right, and the whirl of desire transforms the innocent mind. Having become perfect in a short while, he reached the fullness of a long career, for his soul was pleasing to the Lord. Therefore, he sped him out in the midst of wickedness. But the people saw and did not understand, nor did they take this into account. The word of the Lord.
Of the house of the Lord our God. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not been yet revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, those whom you gave me are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me from the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear Jan, on behalf of Bishop Kagan, on behalf of Father Nicholas, Father Krebs, the entire cathedral parish, and myself, I offer you my sincerest and deepest condolences. You've lost a loving husband, a really wonderful man, a friend. One thing that I'll take with me till the very end is the last words that I heard Bob speak, which was with you in the hospital room shortly after he was confirmed in the Catholic Church and anointed and received First Holy Communion. He kept saying, I love you, over and over. I also want to thank you, Jan. I want to thank you for taking so good of care of him, for loving him, for providing Jesus' presence for him, right, and getting him a priest. Thank you for giving him this, a Catholic funeral, so that all of us can mourn with you and pray for you and for Bob. To Bob's brothers and sisters, his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the parish grieves with you as well, and we promise our continued prayers for you and for Bob. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. And I simply want to remind you of a great truth about the reality of grief and suffering. Grief is connected to our love. Grief and sorrow is connected to our love. The greater the sorrow, the greater the loss, the greater the love that existed. And so, during these times of sorrow and sadness, I want you to hold on to this truth. Your love for Bob is not ended. It's just changed. Much like his life. It's not ended. It's changed. And that's why we have such wonderful hope. You know, I was talking with my brother priest here the last couple days about what to say in a homily, right, for Dr. Bob Burry. And it came to my attention that, you know, it's amazing. He helped deliver up to over 20,000 babies. So many new lives. He even delivered Father Krebs. That's one of his fruits. It's a really wonderful thing that he got to be part of that many lives, that many new lives. And you know, Bob, because of that, it's pretty clear he knew something about children. He knew a whole lot. He knew firsthand all the struggles, all the joys, all the sufferings, all the sacrifice that it took just to bring one child into this life. And to state it another way, Bob knew how much love was demanded in just one child. And that's why I know that he loved what he did, because he kept doing it 20,000 times, because he believed in it and he knew it would be worth it. You know, I think what Bob caught a glimpse of there, I think he caught a glimpse of what we heard in our second reading from the first letter of St. John. What did John say? Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. You see, everyone, we are God's beloved sons and daughters. It's true. It's the fact. We don't get to choose that. God did. And nobody knows the joys and the sorrows and the struggles and the sufferings and the sacrifice that it takes to bring one child into this life more than God does. As a matter of fact, God knows how much love is demanded for even one human life. And it's that much on the cross. He was willing to suffer everything so that we might be called children of God, and so that we might believe that God loves us that much. Just as Bob helped so many children enter this life, right? God makes it so easy for us, everyone, to enter eternal life. Think of how much Bob desired to help all those mothers, all those families, bring this new life into the world. That's what he was there for, was to help, right? Was to encourage, was to take care of any problems. God wants to do the same for you and for I. He wants to help, right? He wants to bring us that new life that we desire so much. He wants to grant us fulfillment. He wants to give us joy. But we have to let him. We have to let him do what he does for his children. You know, my final visit to see Bob, right, just 8 days before he died. It says a lot about Bob because Bob and Jan were the first couple to take me out to a meal as a new priest, which I'll always remember as well. And when I got called to the hospital, Jan said, you know, Father Stephen, could you come pray with Bob? He would like a blessing. And I said, well, shouldn't we anoint him? And Jan said, well, he's not Catholic. I had no idea. It says a lot about his integrity, right, and the life that he was living. And so when I got to the hospital, I said, well, why don't I just offer him everything God wants to offer him? All of it. All the sacraments, all the love, all the forgiveness, all the good things that God desires for him. Why don't I just offer it to him? And Bob said yes. And so do you know how long it took for Bob to receive all those gifts? 3 minutes. 3 minutes. He was received into the church. He was confirmed. He received First Holy Communion, was anointed. It's incredible, good people, that God is our Father. We are his children. He wants to take care of us, and he makes it so easy if we let him. And so in this funeral mass, that's what we pray for. We pray for Bob in his new life that he's entering into. We ask God to continue to be good to him as he clearly has been. We ask God to forgive him for anything he needs to be forgiven of. And we beg God, Jesus, to give him the gift of a new life. The new life that's lived in heaven. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Please stand as we offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. God, the Almighty Father, raised Christ, his Son, from the dead. With confidence, we ask him to save all his people, living and dead.
For Bob, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord. For our brother who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord. Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord. The family and friends of Bob need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord. We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all of our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
God, our shelter and our strength, you listen in love to the cry of your people. Hear the prayers we offer for our departed brothers and sisters. Cleanse them of their sins and grant them the fullness of redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the preparation of the altar.
I have loved you.
Please rise. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Bob, we beseech your mercy, that he who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Please kneel or be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant Bob, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Please kneel or be seated. Holy Communion will be distributed to Catholics who are duly prepared. All others are welcome to come forward for a blessing, and if so, simply cross your arms in front of your chest. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
cast our true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. With this despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, there's joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your servant Bob, who has journeyed from this world, may by this sacrifice be cleansed and freed from sin, and so receive the everlasting joys of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Bob, and now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we will see Bob again and enjoy his friendship. Although this congregation will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of his kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ.
Come, redeem angels of the Lord.
Into your hands, Father of Mercies, we commend our brother Bob to the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you have bestowed upon Bob in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brother forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In peace, let us take our brother to his place of rest.
Screw.